Jetty, the Deftones with Knife Party, the Mountain Goats with Stabbed to Death outside San Juan, and then we brought things to a close with a little bit of Canadian country, Lookout Tower and River Swill. I needed to bring the mood up a little bit because, yes, although a lot of that was quite tongue-in-cheek and fun, Stabbed to Death Outside San Juan by the Mountain Goats is a bit of a heavy track, unfortunately, based on a true story, which, hey, we're going to bring the energy and the vibes back up in just a moment here, but yeah, figured that was worth acknowledging. As we shift from Friday the 13th, our focus moves more into the real-life horrors that we're seeing play out mostly across the Middle East, but broadly speaking, across the world, and we have some tracks off two different compilation albums, which I think have different focuses, but obviously a lot of overlap. The first thing we're going to start with is Help 2, which is produced by Warchild Records, and this is a jam-packed, all-star lineup of a compilation album. There are, geez, a dozen top-tier acts on this record, including the Arctic Monkeys, Cameron Winter, Biba Doobie, Depeche Mode, Damon Albarn, Pulp, Oasis, just to name a few. But the tracks we're going to be plucking from this veritable smorgasbord of musical delights come courtesy of Olivia Rodrigo, I know, I'm shocked too, Black Country New Road, and, well, a band that I wish I could play more of their work, but it's often maybe a little too challenging to censor, which is The Last Dinner Party. So we have got three standout tracks from Help 2, which is a charity album created by Warchild, which is an effort to raise funds to help children living through war. And all three of these tracks, really honestly, the entire album is worth checking out. But I guess what impressed me the most is Olivia Rodrigo's cover of The Book of Love, because, look, she's not really for me. I've gone on the record. I'm more of a Sabrina Carpenter girly as opposed to an Olivia Rodrigo, like, riot girl. But I gotta give her props. I think her vocal performance on this track is quite good. I think her vocal performances in general have improved a lot as she's gotten older. She's spent more time as a performer, hopefully worked with vocal coaches. I just feel like Olivia Rodrigo, she really surprised me. I knew what I was expecting from Black Country, New Road, and The Last Dinner Party, but I was not expecting Olivia Rodrigo to turn in, I think, such a strong performance on this album. And our second compilation album that we're going to shine a spotlight on is Musicians for Palestine, which we've got three fantastic Canadian tracks, which we'll talk about more after I've played them, just because I've been going on a little long already. But this is music you can feel good about, so to speak. So here we go. We'll start off with a couple tracks from Help 2, and then we're going to transition into Musicians for Palestine, all that and so much more on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Some of it is just really dumb. that I love it when you sing to me and you could sing me anything. The book of love.
Thank you.
That was our, as promised, second Via Castello track, Unsober. Prior to that, we had a tremendous run off the compilation album, Musicians for Palestine. You would have heard Eve Parker Finley's Fall Into Me, which I think is a standout track on the compilation. Hishen's Cold Water, Corey Gulkin, Children of Spring, which... all of these tracks are obviously loaded with a lot of emotional significance and resonance, but I feel like that Eve Parker Finley track in particular, I don't know, really, something about the sonic composition really just hit me hard. We also heard from a quite interesting collection of artists off the Help 2 compilation album, Black Country New Road with Strangers, The Last Dinner Party with Let's Do It Again, and we kicked off that music block with, once again, I think the biggest surprise for me on an album full of heavy hitters, a really kind of austere, sparse, and well-done cover by Olivia Rodrigo, of all people, her cover of The Book of Love. I just wanted to quickly pop in, folks, because I've still got a lot of music for you, and let's throw it back to 2017 with this next track. This is Urban Heat with Take It to Your Grave on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
We'll be right back.
try to read between your lines, and it's too late to go back and change my words. Was I holding too tight? 'Cause I thought you gave me worth, and I'm tired of trying, and I'm tired of hurting myself in the process.
Folks, Jesse popping in one final time before I send you on your way. You just heard Alana Matty with The Process, and prior to that, we had a new release from Tommy Douglas Keenan called Oh Melody, Homeshake, another throwback with Letting Go, Thames Rivieras with Sports Ball, it's a brand spanking new release for you, Big Fuzz with Fears, another brand spanking new release for you, we had Cloaks with This Is It, and we kicked off that music block with Urban Heat and Take It to Your Grave. We've got time for one final track, and it's courtesy of the folk trio. This is God's A Different Sword to close out your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
Circles, always fumbling your name. Heard it quiet at the bottom of my drawer, a heavy conversation that I started to ignore. Here I go, just one more. If I left just a little while, would these questions turn to answers in a neat little pile? Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different sword. Here I go, just one Is written out on my Sunday dinner plate. Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different sort. Here I go, just one more. Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simar Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simar Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!